This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday, the 2nd of July, Wednesday, the 4th. We'll be here live on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. Wait a minute, Kara's not going to be here. She's on a family day. What's the big idea? You're having a family day on the 4th of July?
No, not on the 4th of July. Next month. Jeez. You take one day off to see your family. And
yeah, that's right.
There's a riot.
Well, let us know next month. I'm going to Peru in November. You want to write that down someplace? All right, here we go. Let's focus on today, shall we? The first Monday of the seventh month of the year 2018.
Almost already November, Dougie.
Yeah. Hi, Jennifer. What do you have that's a trending story that's good for the chops?
Well, where do you want to start? You want to start with some politics? You want to start with entertainment?
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
No, let's do politics first.
All right, well, let's talk about the Supreme Court, shall we? President Trump over the weekend said that he will have a nominee for the Supreme Court announced on July the 9th. So you can mark your calendars. He said he's down to a short list of about five people, and two of them are females. I predict that one of them, the announcement, the final, will be a female because I think you're going to have to buy him the support of some more moderate conservatives, and that should probably do it because it seems, although the Supreme Court has an impact on much more than just abortion, it seems that the attention is on the ruling of Roe versus Wade. There are many conservatives who think that that was an unlawful ruling and that abortion should be up to the states. And Susan Collins is one of them. She's a Republican. She's from Maine. And she says she will not support a candidate who will be hostile to abortion rights. So there's a slippery slope. There's a couple of things to watch in all of this, if you want to be a nerd of the political game. On the left, you want to watch Joe Manchin, who's a senator from West Virginia, Heidi Heitkamp, and Joe Donnelly from Ohio. Heidi Heitkamp is from Missouri. And those three are the three Democrats who voted for Neil Gorsuch when the president nominated him the last time around. They are Democrats in very Republican states. They're all up for election in the fall, and they all are in states where Trump won by double digits. So they have a fine line to watch. Are they going to be stamped for persecution by the Democratic Party, or are they going to try to mess up their chances of winning elections? So watch those three Democrats. The Republicans to watch are Jeff Flake from Arizona, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins. They're the ones who are, well, Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, just more moderate Republicans. Jeff Flake is wanting to blow things up for Trump before he leaves at the end of his term. So those are the three that could perhaps hold up a nomination with the Republican caucus. So,
but Trump knows how to read the tea leaves, doesn't he? And so as you've suggested, by nominating a woman to the position, that softens some, if the woman is right of center, still sort of softens the blow. Is that what you're suggesting?
I think so. I mean, I would predict it is, I think her name is Amy Barrett. She's the one that kind of intrigues me most off the list of people we know he might nominate. Over the weekend, Tim Scott, who's a senator from South Carolina, was going all out, full press for President Trump to consider Trey Gowdy as a Supreme Court justice, and he'll be leaving Congress at the end of the year. We'll see. I think it's still going to be a woman, and I think it's going to be this Amy Barrett.
Right. All right. So there are now
two
women.
What the heck do I know?
There are two women, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sotomayor. Am I missing?
There are three, and Elena Kagan. So,
oh, Kagan, right. Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
would actually have a 5-4 male-female Supreme Court
good.
For the first time ever. So I think Trump could kind of look pretty good if he chose
yep.
a female candidate moving forward.
Yep.
So we'll see how that plays out.
Yep.
All right. Also in politics, over the weekend, there were a ton of immigration protests. You probably saw them. They were in all the big cities across the country, marching against the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy on the border. Maxine Waters, who has been getting a lot of heat lately from even Democrats, not just Republicans,
deserves every bit of it.
Went out to a rally in Los Angeles, and she rebuked the attack. She said Trump will not intimidate her, and she said in response to the death threats that she's received, if you aim at me, you better shoot straight, meaning don't miss because she'll come for you.
That's the other
scary.
Side of this. Yeah, but she's a horrible representative. But listen, where do you get off threatening somebody's life just because you disagree with their point of view, with their political point of view? It's time we really distance
ourselves.
That's
what the state we live in now. It's
awful. Yeah, it is. It's time we distance ourselves from that kind of rhetoric, from those people who think that way. Just because you disagree with someone, it was so okay. You have a legitimate disagreement. Earlier this morning, Victoria disagreed with something that we were talking about. And so we disagree
and
because...
She already put the hit out on you. I saw her.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Hey, Doug, be a little nervous when you start your car.
Okay.
Is there a horse? Right. Yeah, is there a horse
or when you
in your
start
bed?
The tractor.
Yeah, right. Start the tractor, more likely. Anyway, there's no place for that. There's no, none, zero place for that kind of stuff. I think that she's a nightmare. But when you, okay, so that's the political side of it. I would never vote for her, and I would work against her if she were running in a district where I lived. All right, having said that, that's it. You have a political point of view that's different, and so you work toward changing the point of view or the representation by putting somebody else in there. Who are you, or where do you get off threatening somebody's life? And there is plenty of that around. There's so much of it. You see all over the place people... Where did this come from? Where did it start? The people who don't like Trump, I can always count on my daughter and my son-in-law to be in every rally that there is. I always see pictures in Los Angeles, any anti-Trump rally, they'll be there. And that's fine. They have their disagreements, and they wish he wasn't president. But there's nobody in any group that I've ever come across that says, yeah, he ought to be dead.
Right.
No, he just, for them, he ought not to be president. Okay, that's a legitimate point of view and a legitimate disagreement with philosophy. But that's it. It may be that you think that Trump is really bad for the country. Yeah, but if that's the case, do you extol the value and virtue of somehow getting rid of him? No, that's not America. It's not the America that I want to live in anyway, one way or another.
Inciting violence in any way is... just good goes God. Against every grain
right.
of who I am and certainly of my friends and my family. It's I don't understand where this comes from. You know, a lot of criticism gets pointed at Trump and saying, you know, this all starts at the top, and he uses very insightful language, too. So, you know, it's just, but it has to stop. We're not going to get anywhere. We're not going to bridge any of these huge, huge gaps that we now have. It's just, it's never going to get better if we don't at least make a conscious effort. When someone, you know, if someone comes at you, not to quote Jersey Shore Ronnie, Jen, you'll know this, you know, if someone comes at you low, don't go lower. It's not going to solve anything.
True.
By the way, there is, I'm one of the people that is embracing, not the new philosophy, but it's an old philosophy being revived, and you can hear a lot of these discussions if you're interested in the approach that I take. It's an hour called Your Hidden Power at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Sort of a metaphysical approach to what's going on in the world, how we see things a little bit differently, and how maybe you can solve some of the problems that are created just by the way some of us think. So it's a weekly podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com. 15 past the hour, here's a way to change the way you feel. That is literally how your body feels. If you're upset, if you're having a lot of gas and things that are not normal to your body, that are created actually by the toxins, the molds, the parasites, the bacteria that you're eating, time for you to invest some time and a little bit of money in Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea, one of the greatest things you will ever put in your body. More energy, no caffeine. It's all organic. You want to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Go there and get the tea that cleanses the parasites out of your body. The primary underlying cause of disease, most basic cause of a compromised immune system, are all those things that come into your body as a result of geoengineering. The things that are changing the way we live. The last 60 years have been a huge change in where food comes from and how it nourishes or doesn't your body. So if you want to get back to the basics, get rid of the pesticides, herbicides, the processing of food and what it does to the nutrition in your body, go to getthetea.com. Getthetea.com. Join all of us here on the program. Drink this tea every day. You'll have more energy. Your body will be literally much more healthy. Getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJB for free shipping. You'll be very happy with the change in your life. Drinking Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes for you to decide to trim your eyebrows.
Just a little off the top.
Slip and lop off your left eyebrow.
Oh.
And frantically try to paste the brow back on your face.
My favorite brow.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 brow-raising minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Jennifer, what's the story with Roseanne? The latest is that she's going to be a star in, let's see, I heard she's taking the first trip to Mars, and we'll start our own television program there.
Yes, that's right. No, she said that she's been receiving plenty of job offers since ABC let her go. Her official last day at ABC was May 29th. She said, inside every bad thing is a good thing waiting to happen. She said she feels excited because she's already been offered so many things. She said she almost already accepted one really good offer to go back on TV, and she said she might do it. This is in an interview she did with Rabbi Shmuley, who I just like to say his name. That's right. Let's check. Roseanne said that she also, and this is the second rabbi, just for the record, that she's talked to in recent weeks. She said she didn't ask for money when she signed away the rights to her show. She allowed ABC to proceed with a spinoff series that will somehow omit her character. She said, I thought signing off of my own life's work and asking for nothing in return, she said, I thought that was penance. And, of course, that's a reference back to her Jewish faith. She said, sometimes you ask people, what do you think should be done to you, knowing what you've done wrong? And it seems that people always know what should be done to them. She said, I knew it was the right thing, and I want people to do the right thing because I've lived my life. And she said, it is the right thing to do the right thing for people, not just Jews. So
Linda DeShmully, who's one of the foremost opportunists.
Oh, my God, that guy. I was waiting for you to say that, Doug.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh. Roseanne Barstein is her real name. All right, 21 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And change past the hour. Yes, the theme from American Idol. It's a very interesting story, actually. The most nerve-wracking part of American Idol is Elimination Night. One contestant who was told in his season that he was going to be the winner. How do you do this? Taylor Hicks. What year? That was 2006.
And that was actually the one thing he wasn't told, was that he was going to be the winner. But apparently, for every episode, he was told that he wasn't going home. He was told who was going home, so he didn't have to worry about it until the very, very last episode.
Yeah.
So he made it to the finals, and then he had to sweat it out one time when everyone else had to sweat it the whole time. Every week after week, you don't know if you're going home or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This is a weird story. Why is this coming out now?
Do you think that's what they're... Well, the question is, are they doing it this way now? That would be my question.
He claimed in this radio interview that he did in Birmingham, Alabama, he said he had an in the production of the show. Now, does that mean it was a person, or was it a larger... or was there something else going on? But
yeah, that's what I want to know.
Yeah.
There are a lot of rumors about the authenticity of the vote tally.
Absolutely.
Those sorts of things have always been around American Idol.
Yep.
How many people call or do their whatever it is, so...
Yeah, he said the voice
doesn't seem... Does that take away from the value of winning? Does that take away from the value of the program?
I think so.
I think so, too.
The voice, I think you were going to say the same thing, seems very authentic to me.
Yeah, they're not plagued by those rumors at all.
Yeah, and
I don't know if it's just the way the judges interact with the people or that it seems like they really want what's best for them, but everything I've heard about American Idol is that it's always best to come in second, because when you win first, then you're stuck in all of these terrible contracts, and it's been miserable for Phil Phillips, who's a great singer, and he has barely, like, he's just started releasing, I think, some of his own music because he was stuck on these terrible tours for American Idol.
It's a horrible contract, and they make no money.
And even Kelly Clarkson jokingly said before she went on The Voice, she was like, I think I've given American Idol enough of my life, and now I can go do something else. It's just
All right, music. time at 25 after the hour. The band celebrating the 50th anniversary of their 68 landmark debut album, Music from Big Pink. Reissue featuring a new stereo mix, some different takes, outtakes, that kind of thing. The release arrives at the end of next month in a variety of formats, and all configurations will feature a new stereo mix for the album produced from the original four-track analog masters. It amazes me. It's just marvelous how you can take some of this old analog stuff and remix it, make it digital. It really
is. So cool.
Yeah. All right, so this new mix contains previously unreleased chatter in the studio sessions. People love to listen to that stuff. It's like outtakes from a movie or a TV show. The edition, anniversary edition, contains 5 alternate takes and outtakes from the Big Pink recording sessions and a previously unreleased a cappella rendition of I Shall Be Released. The box set also includes a reproduction of the Wait 7 single that's from, 1968, The Wait. Music from Big Pink ranked number 34 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums. It was recorded at the house in Woodstock, where a lot of things were done around Woodstock. Max Yaskar's farm, you know that name, right? You girls know that name, or am I the only one? Yeah, he was the one that owned the farm where Woodstock took place.
Oh.
Yeah, I was thinking of doing something like that on my farm.
You should.
What do you think?
That'd be great.
Max Steffen or Doug Yaskar, one or the other. So music from the Big Pink Anniversary Edition of the band available to pre-order now. And again, it's coming out at the end of August. So if you're a band fan, this is good news for you. It's good. It's just good. Happy times for the band and its celebrants. 28 after the hour here on the DJB program.
In today's automotive news, Subaru launched their full-size 7- and 8- passenger SUV called the Ascent. It was designed for America and is built in Lafayette, Indiana. The Ascent comes with Subaru's famous symmetrical all-wheel drive. And with only a 4-cylinder engine, I was expecting less power and less dynamic driving. But the opposite was found. The Ascent has the ability to tow up to 5,000 pounds and makes the perfect road trip vehicle with 19 cup holders. It starts at $32,000 and is my choice for a perfect family vehicle. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect heater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV. To receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free, call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With a Supreme Court nominee to choose, President Trump is reminded that on the campaign trail, he once said he would appoint Supreme Court justices who were opposed to Roe v. Wade and then leave abortion decisions up to individual states. Asked about it in an interview Sunday, the president says,
maybe someday it will be to the states. You never know how that's going to turn out. That's a very complex question. The Roe v. Wade is probably the one that people are talking about. about in terms of having an effect, but it could very well end up with states at some point.
Trump speaking on Fox News. The nation's biggest business group, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, launching a campaign today opposing the president's trade tariff policies. Nations that have already started retaliating against his tariffs on steel and aluminum include Canada, Mexico, China, and today the European Union. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumer spending on tourist attractions skyrocketed up 22% last summer compared to the previous year. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for maximizing financial rewards this summer.
With the right credit card, these adventures can also earn rewards for your wallet. My favorite is Bank of America's Premium Rewards credit card. I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel activities like amusement parks and aquariums. If you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points on every purchase, which could add up to 3.5 points per dollar on every travel and dining purchase. Also, during the first full weekend of every month, Bank of America cardholders, including premium rewards, receive free general admission to more than 200 cultural attractions through Bank of America's Museums on Us program, making your card the perfect companion for summer fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The hour now on the nation's choice for interesting, entertaining, and informative conversation this time of the day, early in the morning, middle of the morning. It sounds like I'm singing, right? Middle of the morning, da-da-da-da-da-da. The DJV program. May I present to you Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen with an update on fireworks. Where are either or both of you going to go on Independence Day to see fireworks anywhere?
That's a good question. I haven't actually thought about that because it's on a Wednesday this year, and we'll be in the city. Normally, we're down at the shore in Jersey, but are they on the Hudson side this year, or are they on the East River side? Do we know?
I don't know.
What
I remember
most
one
New Yorkers always ask.
When the tall ships were there a number of years ago, maybe 25 years ago, I was seeing somebody that had an apartment on the Hudson River on the Manhattan side, mm-hmm. and went to her house to watch the fireworks, and I find fireworks to be nothing amusing, interesting, entertaining. I just don't like them. I don't I find. The tall ships were fabulous, and it was a beautiful day. It's going to be very hot this week, pretty much all across the country.
It's going to be on the East River side, so no. I will not be seeing. Yeah, I won't be. No. I'm on the West side, so I won't be seeing any fireworks this year. Okay. I'll watch it on TV.
All right, so
I
what
do
they
love the Capitol ones. Don't they do that every year?
Yeah,
I always think that that's a great show.
Yeah, Kara.
Yeah, it's fine. I've been once. I'm not a huge fan of like gigantic crowds of tourists, which is typically who's there. So it's one of those things that I suggest
TV.
seeing once or seeing it from a distance if you know someone who lives in the outskirts of D.C. or watching on TV. But I'm not a huge fan of fireworks. They're fine, but especially in the middle of the week, they don't start until like after 9 p.m. and then you have to deal with all the crowds afterwards. So
yeah.
I'm just a party pooper and I sit and watch them on my TV.
A party pooper.
Yep.
All right, let's find out what's going on. Speaking of party poopers, North Korea is trying to come up with a way to conceal their nuclear weapons program, it would seem, according to our intelligence officials anyway. So what's in it for them? Why do they say we're going to do one thing? They got to figure, are they that stupid they think we're not going to be able to tell what they're doing? They acted nice. They wanted us. Victoria likes to remind us, we paid for his hotel. We gave him a fancy car.
Yep.
So what do they want from us?
He got an all-expenses-paid summit with the most powerful man in the world. Hello? Yeah. That's a win-win for him.
Yep.
He's not going to... I've never believed from the beginning that he was ever actually going to make good on any of his promises.
Oh, so what's good for him,
really,
though?
He got great publicity. He was the most talked-about person on the planet. He got great publicity because it was all positive.
So is
it was
Trump
no
a
longer
sucker?
A focus.
Are we suckers?
I said from the beginning I didn't think he deserved an audience with our president. I still stand by that.
Really? Well, there you go.
And, you know, but the truth is, what's in it, and here goes, this goes back to your question. When you think about it, what is in it for him to denuclearize? There's really nothing in it for him. Because if he shows any weakness, we know how North Korea operates. It's why they packs of wild dogs eat relatives who are disloyal to him. If he doesn't continue to show that level of strength, he'll be killed. Someone's gonna bump him off within their own ranks, and then we'll have a whole new person to deal with. But he can't show this type of weakness. Maybe it would be his sister. But he can't show that kind of weakness. He meets with President Trump once, and all of a sudden they're breaking down their nuclear program. They're going to think that he's an idiot for doing that. And they're going to see it as a sign of major weakness on his part, and then he's going to be up the river. So I don't think that anything's going to change. It's just the way the system works over there.
All right. Well, I hope you're wrong. But
I hope I'm wrong, too.
Yeah,
I do, but I just don't think that there's going to be another outcome.
Another international incident, so to speak. Canada has happily added about $12 billion worth of tariffs on various goods as it celebrated its Canada Day. Canada is like our 4th of July. It's 4th of July on the 1st of July there. The retaliation for the tariffs placed on our steel and aluminum. Wow. We're importing their steel and aluminum, so we said it's going to cost a lot more money to sell the stuff here. And so they turned around and imposed a 25% tax on yogurt, ketchup, and whiskey. Yeah. So, anyway, this is going on all around the world.
I didn't know that yogurt was a big export for us.
I didn't either.
But I guess ketchup? Coming from Wisconsin, well, ketchup, yes, because they don't have that Heinz factory anymore in Canada. Yeah. It shut down, and so we've been sending Heinz ketchup up there.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realize yogurt, but I guess it's right across the border to Wisconsin. That's their biggest export,
it
makes sense, yeah.
Taxing whiskey like the Mexicans do. What do the Mexicans need our whiskey for? They have stuff they can make
tequila.
On
that.
Tequila. Tequila,
yeah.
All right, so we'll see how long this lasts, because you may or may not remember that Kentucky is the major producer of whiskey, and that'll affect Mr. McConnell, the old fossil. Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader, is from Kentucky. This is not going to go over well with his constituents, so let's see what happens on the home front there after this is mulled for a while. You think there'll be a little political pressure brought to bear? I think so.
When is he up for re-election again?
Not this year. I think it's 2 years from now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
God, he's been around forever.
I know. All right. The situation with Puerto Rico. Lots of conversation Obviously, since the hurricanes last year, it's been a focus because of the miserable job that has been done by people in charge to get them back to some sort of normalcy after Hurricane Maria. But we're talking about it being the 51st state, I think, on Friday. Federal judge has blocked an evacuation order by FEMA that would have required nearly 1,800 people to move out of hotels and motels this past weekend. FEMA announced that the Transitional Sheltering Assistance Program ended at the end of the month. George, the judge said, okay, hold on, not so fast. The new evacuation deadline is tomorrow.
It's okay, not much so better.
Yeah, I mean,
Wednesday. But that's the thing. This is what people from, I guess, on the mainland don't. We don't see any news coverage of this. There's, we don't, unless you really look for it. It's just an afterthought story now. But these people don't have anywhere to go. So what do you do when you tell a family that's kind of gathered their belongings and are living in a hotel room? Families of numerous people. Where are they supposed to go? Are you supposed to just kick them out onto the street? That's the thing. It sounds like such an easy thing. Oh, yeah, well, you've got to go somewhere now. Well, where do they go?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a third world country down there. It is still very much a crisis situation. And there's just, I don't know, FEMA just, it's so clear and it's so obvious, the response that FEMA had to the situation in Houston after Hurricane Harvey.
They mess everything up they touch. They have, no matter who is the president, what the administration, FEMA is, if not the worst.
Yep.
I think it is. It probably gets the record. I don't know which is worse, the VA or FEMA. The two of them vie for being the worst of all of the public service agencies that we pay for. Horrible. Yeah.
But they did manage to get Houston back up and running quickly, and parts of Puerto Rico, I think it's 20% of the island, still doesn't have power.
Yeah.
So it's so irresponsible.
Houston, who lives there? I remember the Bush family's from there. Politics, politics, politics. Okay.
A lot of money,
so,
too. Yeah.
Yep. LeBron James leaving the Cavs, $154 million. To go to the L.A. Lakers, a lot of basketball conversation because of the free agency. Is this a boo-hoo for Cleveland? Ain't going to help them any.
No.
It's not going to be. Today's not going to be a happy day there, one way or another. It's just it is what it is. A lot of people signing for a lot of dough, though. Wow.
There's
Look
so many free
contracts.
Agents. Woo. Yeah, I know. But, you know, there, I think that there are more free agents this year than, like, any other year. It's really, there's a lot of shaking up going on in the NBA, but there's a lot of money to be spent, too. So it'll be, you know, when you see people like Chris Paul with $160 million to stay with the Houston Rockets, and Houston's not going to let him go. They did really well. He's their superstar. He's their Steph Curry, the brother. He's still a free agent. He hasn't found a new home yet. But it's crazy when you see how much money is out there and how many players are looking for a new contract.
Sure is. Lots of dough. 44 past the hour. Here's something that will not cost you a lot of dough, but something that you need. You need new pillows. You have old pillows. The things that are crawling around on those pillows are unspeakable. You saw pictures of those things that are crawling in and out of your nostrils, your eyelids, your mouth, your ears.
I hate to say it, especially in the hot weather. It's worse.
Oh, my God. Awful.
Yeah.
So, let's get you cleaned up with MyPillow specials. A lot of great things, a lot of great deals at MyPillow. Pillows, pillowcases, sheets, the toppers for the mattress themselves, the go-anywhere pillow, the roll-and-go pillow, the pet pillow. It goes on and on and on. You can view what they have at MyPillow.com and then apply the discount using the DJV code. So go to MyPillow.com, get the two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. That's cool. 50% off there. But there are so many other things that you will love in their catalog at MyPillow.com. And you get free shipping with the mattresses, 10-year warranty, the 60-day money-back guarantee on everything that they have. The seat cushions are cool. The pillow that can... I'm getting a pillow for Daisy May. And it just goes on and on. They have done a great job. It's a great American story. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV, please, and save 50% on everything that you buy. And remember, all these things are made in the USA. American company, good stuff. Better night's rest, too. It's all together at MyPillow.com. Save money with the promo code DJV, please.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumer spending on tourist attractions skyrocketed up 22% last summer compared to the previous year. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for maximizing financial rewards this summer.
With the right credit card, these adventures can also earn rewards for your wallet. My favorite is Bank of America's Premium Rewards credit card. I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel activities like amusement parks and aquariums. If you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points on every purchase, which could add up to 3.5 points per dollar on every travel and dining purchase. Also, during the first full weekend of every month, Bank of America cardholders, including premium rewards, receive free general admission to more than 200 cultural attractions through Bank of America's Museums on Us program, making your card the perfect companion for summer fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more, or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Lots to talk about the hot holiday week. Massive heat wave roasting the central part of our country and the East Coast as well. It was 103 on the farm yesterday out my tractor. It was so hot middle of the day, about 1 o'clock, I said, okay, enough of this for a while. So I got off the tractor, I came back to the house, had some lunch and took a nap. Just because it's just, you know, it's not good for you, actually, if you stay out in it too long. But I've been drinking so much, and, you know, I'm down now almost 12 or 13 pounds. All my roll is gone, and I'm working, you know, on the muscle side of things. But this, really, the sweat that comes out of you when you're working in that heat, wow. And so a lot of people are getting a lot of great exercise. If you have a heart condition, though, you better stay out of the sun. Here's a wonderful story from Charlotte, North Carolina, about the heat and some children who wanted to splash around in their pool. The only way they had to fill it was to carry pots of water from the sink. So the local firefighters figured out what was going on, saw the children were cooling off. Engine 18 in Charlotte posted on their Facebook page saying, "Today, after leaving a medical call, Engine 18 stumbled across a family trying to fill up a kiddie pool by bringing pots of water from the sink. Firefighters hooked up their hose, filled up the pool, and had some fun with the group before they left. It was a simple task, they said. Turned into laughter and smiles and good memories for their children there. So it's good. They just hooked up to the fire hydrant, filled up the kids' pool. Which ought to be something that more do. They all were, you know, these jerks that say, well, we don't want you selling lemonade, and we don't want you selling cool water. Get lost. Help, for example, this is a good, I think this is a fabulous example of just doing something. Nobody's going to get upset about, nobody's got any sense is going to be upset about something like that. A couple of drops of water. 10 before the hour here.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Whee! Oh, you melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
See what you've done! Oh!
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Back to School 101. Brought to you by Staples, your back-to-school specialist. Today's lesson, saving big on school supplies. Staples has everything you need for school, always in stock and at low prices. And now at Staples, Crayola 24-pack crayons are just 50 cents. Staples 2-pocket poly folders are just 35 cents. And Staples 1-subject notebooks are just 25 cents each. Shop these great deals today at your local Staples, the back-to-school specialty store. Offers end 9/1/18, limit 30 in-store only.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Is there anyone, no matter what their age, that doesn't know what this movie music is?
So good.
It is great to get people to the beach on a hot summer day.
4th of July.
Yeah. The theme from Jaws brings us into the focus, if you'll pardon the pun, of movie moments. And our movie character is Chuck Curry, who's here from Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, a hotbed of all kinds of theatrical...
The hotbed,
right?
Only in my mind. I make believe it is, but I don't know.
That's good.
Anyway, listen to this event that I have going. It's actually at the Pocono Cinema in East Stroudsburg, about 6 minutes from Stroudsburg, which I drive back and forth on a daily basis. I have one business in Stroudsburg, one business in East Stroudsburg. So anyway, I put this event together. I call it Monster Week. I'm playing two monster movies. One is Jaws from 1975, the definitive summer movie, the first summer blockbuster. I don't know if you know this, but Jaws is the first movie released in the summer that grossed over $100 million domestically, which really paved the way for studios releasing what they call their tentpole potential blockbuster movies, not at Christmas time, but in the summer season. Jaws did that. So I'm playing Jaws, and the other one, I'm playing Tremors from 1990, which stars Kevin Bacon and Fred Ward. I watched both of them yesterday afternoon. Jaws at 4, which I still believe is one of the top 10 best movies ever made. And then I watched Tremors at 7, which is a fun B movie, simply because Kevin Bacon and Fred Ward are having a really good time in it. So there you have it.
Well, So it's good. We have that kind of stuff that's appropriate for this time of year, for sure. All right, Chuck is going to give us the box office totals for the weekend right after this. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find garbage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while the choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man, with the results of what was popular in the theaters over the weekend, Chucker.
No surprise, for the second straight weekend, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom number one, $60 million, $265 million in 2 weeks of release. The Incredibles 2, $45 million weekend number two, $39 million, very solid. Cesario 2 with Benicio del Toro, hard R film, $19 million opening. That's solid. Uncle Drew, a comedy with a bunch of basketball stars, plays fourth, $15 million. And Ocean's 8 round out your top five. That movie did $8 million, $114 million in 4 weeks of release. There's one number on the top 10 I just want to mention. The documentary of Fred Rogers, Won't You Be My Neighbor, right, actually did $2.2 million on 600 screens. That's a pretty impressive number for a documentary. I'm going to go see it next week.
I did, too.
We booked it. And tell you, the trailer's fantastic. Really makes you want to see.
Very sweet. I saw Ocean's 8. What I expected. It was a little twist with Anne Hathaway, but I liked the movie. It was what you thought. The girls must have had a lot of fun making it. It looked like they were having fun making it. It was good. I don't know whether I believe that Danny Ocean is dead or not, Chucker, though. I don't want to believe that.
Yeah, I think I heard that happens. And I didn't get a chance to see it. My wife and daughter watched it. They really liked it. We booked it at our theater that I'm involved with. Very polarizing reaction, though. Some people really like it, and some people are turned off by it for whatever reason. Doesn't have a big villain in it, though, I hear. Am I right?
No, it doesn't. Not? It's not. No, not a big villain. Whereas they have lots of big villains in Sicario, or however you pronounce it. Not great reviews, but there is a market for that kind of shoot 'em up for sure, obviously, with 18, 20 million bucks at the weekend. Chuck Curry is here on the good day. Whoops, wait a minute. How about this? The DJV show is an old...
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.